This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Give me a holler if there's something on your mind, 855-993-7569. So we're hoping, today seems to have lifted a little bit of the curse of the summer, because the last couple of weeks in history have just been horrible. There are wars and assassinations and earthquakes and tornadoes. The flood in Louisiana isn't helping much, but hopefully it's easing. Hopefully, you know, let's all do our anti-rain dance. On this day in 1907, the ordination in Constantinople of Father Raphael Morgan, the first African-American Orthodox priest to America in the West Indies, which is, you know, nice to hear. When we've got all this kind of stuff going on, it's nice to hear things like that. In 1914, the Panama Canal on this day opened to traffic with the transit of the cargo ship SS Ancon. You ever been to the Panama Canal?
I have not.
I haven't either. My mom has. She said it's just terrific. I'm not crazy about going through locks, because if you're a little claustrophobic, you're just stuck in there. I've been on a lot of boats going through locks, and it's not my favorite thing. But everybody says going through the Panama Canal is great. On this day in 1939, The Wizard of Oz premieres at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles, California. When I was a kid growing up, they didn't call it Grauman's Chinese Theater. They call it Grauman's Chinese. And so when I went to L.A. for the first time, I said, let's go to Grauman's Chinese for dinner, thinking it was a Chinese restaurant. It's not. It's just the style of the theater. Did you know that?
Did not know that, no.
See, you would have made the same mistake I did. Can we get fortune cookies? No, popcorn. So, at any rate, Wizard of Oz, 1939. 1939, big year for movies. On 1965, on this very day, the Beatles played to 60,000 fans at Shea Stadium, an event later regarded as the birth of stadium rock. There you go. Shea Stadium doesn't exist anymore either. In 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair opens in upstate New York, featuring some of the top rock musicians of the era. Supposedly, if everybody who said they were at Woodstock was at Woodstock, it would have had to have been held in Chicago. It's one of those things that everybody says they were at Woodstock. I wasn't at Woodstock. In 1970, on this day, Patricia Palinkas became the first woman to play professionally on an American football game. Did you know who she was?
No.
If I had to guess, I would guess she was probably a place kicker, let's say. This is just talking about football. I don't care about football. They're telling me American football is known as gridiron, is a sport played by two teams of 11 players. That I knew. Don't tell me about, let's hear about little Patty. She was actually born Barzi, and she was the first, and until Katie Hinda signed with the Fort Wayne Firehawks in 2010, the only woman to play American football professionally in a league made predominantly of men. She was a place kick holder for her husband, Steve, from the minor league for the Orlando Panthers. She attended Northern Illinois University. She played on this very day against the Bridgeport Jets in front of 12,000 fans. On her first play, she was attacked by Jets defenseman Wally Florence, who admittedly and unsuccessfully attempted to break her neck as punishment for what he perceived to be making folly with a man's game. Oh, Wally, Wally, Wally. She went on to appear four more times, three consecutive successful extra point kicks and a field goal attempt that was blocked. After her husband injured his leg, reducing his field goal range from 40 yards to an unacceptable 25 yards. I can't kick a ball 25 yards, can you?
Maybe.
You think you can?
Probably, yeah.
Whoa, baby, baby. I actually New York men's shelter. I went, I do their Super Bowl thing every year where I go down and serve everybody. The Super Bowl is spelled S-O-U-P. It's all Super Bowl weekend. And I kick it off, literally, with it, kicking a ball, except it was an inflated football, and I kicked it and burst it. So I had to buy them a new football. They said I was a better kicker than the Jets and that maybe I should try out. She was threatened by the commissioner to block her contract and prevent her from playing. She remained the team's holder for a new kicker, mainly because she was a draw at the box office. She lost lost interest in the game after the decision was suspended shortly after the start of the season. So there she goes. She received, are you ready for this? Talk about discrimination. Guess how much she received for each of the two preseason games in which she appeared.
This was 1970.
1970.
So
46 years ago.
This was a minor, this was a league that was not quite what the NFL is. So
it was a semi-professional.
Semi-pro.
Minor league.
I'm going to guess she got about $50 a game.
You were close, 25.
Oh, wow.
Apparently the standard salary was 100.
Mm.
So there you go. She went back to Tampa, Florida to start a family and continue her career as a first grade teacher. Can you believe Wally Florence, a name that should live in infamy, to break her neck as punishment for what he perceived as making folly with man's game? With a man's game.
Wow.
Wally. So it's nice to know that, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? That's a better story than we thought it was, huh? All right, in 1971 on this day, Nixon completes the break from the gold standard by ending convertibility to the United States dollar into gold by foreign investors. And on this day in 1973, the United States stopped bombing Cambodia. So, see, today was really a turning point. I was really dreading doing Day in History for the entire month because the first part of the month we're really at the Ides, right? So if you ever have to make a decision, I know this sounds a little superstitious, but trust me, we've been doing this for, 2 weeks now. If you ever have to make a decision of major impact, don't make it in the first 2 weeks in August, right? That's why the French... I was out over this weekend in this heat. I swear to you, everybody was speaking French because the French don't ever try to go to Paris in August because it's literally the entire country is shut down. Everybody goes on vacation, vacances, in August. And they all came here apparently this year. Apparently the euro is doing much better than the dollar because they all came here. Either that or they planned their vacation before the Brits decided not to play anymore. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Speaking of Europe, I know, it turns out that there's a legislator who is trying to convince his fellow politicians to pass a law that says that if you're raising your child, I think it's under the age of 8, as a vegan, that you can go to jail for a year, and if anything bad happens to the kid, you can go to jail for up to 7 years. Apparently, there are a couple of kids recently that were being fed vegan diets. In Milan, a one-year-old vegan boy had to wait over 3-month-old. His parents lost custody. An Italian court last year ordered a mom to stop raising her 12-year-old son as a vegan after the boy's father alleged that the diet was stunting his growth. I mean... Talk about political correctness. They're saying, part of the reason I suppose I took umbrage about this is that when my daughter was very young, first of all, she never had baby food and she never had formula. She was breastfed and I made all of her food, so I knew exactly what was in it. Because if you buy things, if you buy Gerber's or anybody else's, veal and peas or something, this wasn't stuff I ate. So this, I made sure that there were no preservatives in it. I would make her chicken glop. I would take a chicken and boil it and put in vegetables and then put it in a blender and freeze it. And so when we went out, I would just take one of these little cups, and by the time she was ready to eat it, it was wholesome and nutritious, and that's what she grew up eating, so that she ate the same thing that the rest of the family ate. And I was primarily vegetarian. I always gave her eggs and cheese, but So vegetarian, not vegan, but a law? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. So I thought what we would do is talk about, we were going to do it on Thursday when we talked about movies, but then we got so many phone calls that we didn't get to it. And it was a question that someone asked me as a program director question last week, which is, what have we learned, good news and bad news, from the movies. So I thought, well, we would do. And we got a huge number of responses. What have you learned from the movies, Manny? Anything that you can think about?
That there are too many remakes.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I just sometimes I feel like some movies should just be left as they are. Like the new Ben-Hur movie that's coming out. Now,
yeah.
It might end up being pretty good.
I've seen the trailers for it. It does not sort of seem like that's going to...
Like, to me, it just seems pointless to make a remake of Ben-Hur, you know?
I tend to agree with you, but...
Aside from just, you know, making some money because you're going to have, you know, Morgan Freeman and all those other...
Well, things. And there's a whole generation of kids who've never seen it. So, and I think that's always the rationale behind it. Suicide Squad, even though it was down almost 70%, was still the number one movie over the weekend. And Sausage Party, which was... It's crude and rude, made $33 million.
Hmm.
But it was not, you know, I think it didn't do actually as well as it was supposed to. Pete's Dragon made $21 million, which is a much, I mean, it, one is R and the other is PG. And Jason Bourne came in fourth. Florence Foster Jenkins was eighth. I'm trying to think how much it did per theater. It actually did pretty well. Well, it didn't do that well per theater. As I said, Marguerite, which is the same movie, which came out last year, which was shorter, which I thought was kind of better. But so what can I tell you? It was sort of a, I'm surprised that the movie grosses weren't higher just because it was so hot so many places. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think we learned everything from the movies, that, you know, how to be a grown up, certainly how to smoke, how to drink, how to dress, how to relate to the op, how to flirt. Let's see what other people said.
Okay. All right. We'll start with Tracy. And Tracy says that the sex scenes are unrealistic.
That's absolutely true. The lighting is much better than in life. The noises are sort of noisier. You have to remember that most movie directors are also men, so I agree.
Mike says Dustin Hoffman makes a better looking woman, as he did in Tootsie, than a man.
It just shows what good makeup could be, I guess.
George says that Julie Andrews was an excellent nanny. I mean, she did such a good job on the van traps that the banks hired her for their kids. That the bank crash was even hard on David Tomlinson, and his wife left him, and he became a tramp, and Angela Lansbury turned him around in bed knobs and broomsticks. I always wondered why she never used her magic when fighting crimes in Cabot Cove, Maine. Dick Van Dyke was such a jack of all trades in Mary Poppins. He turned that knowledge into building Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You know when you're seven, that's how your mind works.
And still continues to work that way. Well done. I mean, that was a tour de force of walking through what, about a dozen movies. Well done. And helping you deal with the difference between fantasy and reality? Not so much. Well done.
Corinne says, how to survive a zombie apocalypse?
That's true. What, have movies taught you that or television?
I'd say probably both.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure there is a way. I think you have to find cute guys to help you. I mean, I'm just trying, what was it, 30 days or something? I'm trying to remember how you actually survived them.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not sure that there's... you sort of have to be lucky, I think.
And
so, I mean, I don't know. That. Of course, I'm trying to think. I don't really love zombie movies. As I know that comes a great shock. I think for me it was not so much how to survive them, but how to recognize pod people? And the answer is you can't until it's too late. I also learned from the movies, never go off in the dark by yourself. If you have sex and you're a blonde, you're going to get killed. Especially if you go off by yourself in the cabin in after dark, you're going to die. That girls who drink and smoke and have sex are going to die. I'm trying to think. There were a whole lot of issues about women and death. And if you were having fun, you're going to die. Oh, I know one. If you're in a war zone and you're talking about you just found out you're going to be a father, you're going to die. All right, keep going. I learned all this from the movies. I keep going.
Wendy says, always, always look up.
That's true. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. Good point.
Matt says that 15 minutes in, I can usually predict the outcome.
Oh, honey, I've done that with the opening credits. And what I have learned to do, this is a true story, what I've learned to do, and the people have known me for the years that I've been, especially in New York, reviewing, is I've learned not to talk about it. Because I would sit next to someone and say, he did it. And they'll say, Joy, they haven't even started the movie. He did it. And of course, an hour and a half later, he did it. And so people would not sit next to me anymore. So I finally learned it's okay to know that. It's not okay to say it. So there we go.
Barbara says, how so few movies end realistically, and that movies are not, or movies are what real life is about. Good for
escapism.
Escapism, anyway. Yeah. And for those of us who don't travel seeing the world from the comfort of your couch, exactly why I invested in the best and biggest TV I could buy.
I just saw a movie, and I won't even tell you what it is because it doesn't come out for a while, but it's a terrific movie. And I'll just give you the hint that it's by the Australian Film Board. And when I reviewed it, I said, this is the most un-Hollywood movie you'll ever see, because there's an obvious point where the happy ending, the Hollywood happy ending, because Hollywood has really taught us about happy endings, right? That everything ends happily. That even though they hated each other at the beginning and they pursued each other and each of them had affairs, everything will be okay. And in this one, the obvious place for the movie to stop and them to live happily ever after doesn't happen. And in fact, something awful happens. And when I reviewed it, I said, much more realistic, much more like life, had a much more satisfying story, but not a Hollywood ending. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Money 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what other people have learned from the movies about happy endings. What else? Here we go.
Trevor says, movies prove to me that there are extraterrestrials and they are funny looking.
And friendly. Well, yeah. Most of them are friendly, unless, what is it, Independence Day, they weren't so friendly. All right, but okay.
Ken says, I learned that Disney movies lied to me. When I went to Disneyland, Mickey Mouse was much larger in real life than what I saw in his movies.
I know, how upsetting is that? Well, and one of the things about Disney, which is not really a spoiler, which I sort of mentioned when I was talking about Pete's Dragon, is Disney movies tend to kill off, especially moms do not survive well in Disney movies. that and this one kills off mom in the, within like 75 seconds. It's the fastest. It also kills off dad. The rest of the movie, and there's a, and a five-year-old wanders off by himself instead of staying with a car where he'd probably be rescued, wanders off into the forest, and there all these wolves come out. But then Pete, who's Pete's dragon, shows up, which is really Elliot. So who he calls Elliot. But and that's not much of a spoiler. If you if it's a Disney movie, I mean, think about it. Lion King, Dumbo, Bambi. I mean, every time I see Bambi, I forget that Bambi's mom buys the farm. I don't know. All right, keep going.
Johnny says, I learned from the movies that love is what makes me feel good. I object to the harm done to generations when movies recast infatuation and lust as love with no warning like those piracy warnings I'm forced to watch. Warning, this film deliberately distorts the healthy meaning of love for the profits of the movie producers.
Good point. And confusing love and lust. And no one ever follows the one-year rule. Have you noticed that? It's perfectly okay to cheat on your spouse and live happily ever after, or that your spouse will happily take you back. You're absolutely right, and everything can happen nearly instantaneously. Good point. It would be really interesting, instead of the warning of the idea being that drinking has, if you've noticed, there's a lot less drinking now in movies than there used to be. There's almost no smoking, although it's come back a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's mostly in period pieces because they decided it was influencing youth. But he's absolutely right. If they had a warning that said, this is a completely unrealistic look at love, lust, sex, commitment, that would be really helpful.
I don't know if you remember, the show wasn't on for very long. It was only on for two seasons. The show Magic City.
Was it a movie or,
no,
or
it was,
television?
It was a show, but it was on, I think it was on Stars, premium
okay.
Stars.
You know, television,
yeah,
but keep going.
It was an interesting show. It was only on for two seasons, and it took place in Miami in, I think, the 60s.
Okay.
And in virtually every scene of the show, there was always someone smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
In every single scene. Somebody
was
always
smoking
a cigarette. This was on, it was on the star, the channel called Stars. It's like a
okay.
premium channel, like HBO.
But what year?
Oh, gosh. Probably about 3-4 years ago. 2012,
wow.
2013.
So was it set in the 60s or something?
Yeah, it was set in Miami in the 1960s.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan was the lead actor.
Yeah, and if you look at the Edward R. Murrow movie that George Clooney did,
mm-hmm.
I literally got a sore throat from watching that movie because everybody was smoking in it. People were smoking in newsrooms. I'm trying to think what I just saw where people were smoking the entire on airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I think that's a really positive thing that they stopped smoking as a routine.
But I just remember as I was watching the show in every episode, I just all of a sudden, maybe about two or three episodes into it, I remember just noticing, gosh, it seems like there's somebody smoking a cigarette in every single scene in the show. It was pretty
and
remarkable.
If you look, there's another thing that movies have changed. In that in the 60s and 70s, people just were jumping in bed with one another and there were orgies and whatever. No, now condoms and seatbelts, not necessarily at the same time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are very few sex scenes that don't involve a condom, and nobody gets into a car without putting on a seatbelt, even if they're robbing a bank.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more guns.
Yeah, that's true. Terry says, Ferris Bueller's Day Off taught me that I can get away with anything if I make myself likable.
Which is probably true. Or you can go into politics.
Just a couple more here. John says, I hate it when second half loses focus.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's there are a lot of movies that start off really well. And then they don't know where to go from there, or they don't know when to end it or how to end it. I agree. Making a really good movie is not the world's easiest thing to do. But, yeah.
And then the last one here from Doug. And Doug says, movies have helped to redefine the concept of happiness into the pursuit of momentary pleasures by consuming goods and empty experiences.
Not only that, but momentary relationships, everything's quick, that buying things, well, I mean, that buying things will get you love, that the shinier the better, that if you're rich, you can get away with more things than if you're poor. There's some really distorted values. I don't disagree with you. And the film noirs were really a change. This was, I guess, what? And they started books, I think, in the late 40s, early 50s, and then translated into movies, where the hero was kind of an anti-hero. He was no longer John Wayne or Gregory Peck, and, you know, a white horse and a white hat, and there were not obvious good guys and bad guys. As I said, the villains have changed in the movies. When it used to be that the villains were the Russians, well, I suppose even before the Russians, the Chinese, people who looked different were the bad guys, and then the Russians were, and then the Chinese were back into favor, I guess, because the Russians were our allies for a while, and then anybody from the Middle East was our enemy, and then terrorists, and now the bad guys are all us, right? They're spies, they're politicians, by and large. Right. Think about that. I just saw a documentary, which is I'm trying really hard to get a hold of them for It's Broken, Let's Fix It, about how fragile our legal system is and how prone to corruption from unlikely sources. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'll review it when we get it. But it was really an alarming documentary. So, yeah, but it's amazing how much you guys did a great job on that, about how much we learn from the movies. I'm trying to think if there are any, all the things that you pointed out that movies tend to glorify that shouldn't be glorified, but I'm trying to think if they ever suggest positive virtues. It used to be that lying got caught and got punished. I'm not sure that that's so true anymore. Heroism, certainly in war movies, gets rewarded. As I said, don't tell your foxhole buddy that you're about to get married or expecting because you'll die in the next frame. I'm trying to think. Sexual harassment never happens on campus. That it's perfectly okay for students and teachers to kind of get it on. There are a lot of distortions in movies. I suppose there's supposed to be escapism. But the point is that you can hear from how people respond to it. We do take it as, gee, this is what I aspire to. If nothing else, think about how we treat movie stars in our society, right? That we care about what they think about products. I was goofing around over the weekend, and there's now Morgan Freeman, of all people, is endorsing some kind of online brain teaser. I mean, Morgan Freeman is a perfectly good actor, but what does he know about brain teasers, and why do I think I don't know if he's smart or not smart. I know he gets good roles and seems to be kind of a cool dude, but he is an actor. But why should I pay any attention to him when it comes to my brain? I don't know, but he's endorsing this in different pictures, different poses, so apparently he's a spokesperson for it. Politics, we listen to celebrities and whom they endorse. Especially in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, huge amounts of money for people to endorse cars or liquor or any particular kind of thing. So that by extension, that these people are literally bigger than life, and we trust them. And the more trustworthy their portrayal, the more they're used to advertising to Madison Avenue in terms of spokespeople. It really is a sort of strange system. It's not that unusual. I mean, celebrities from the time of the Greeks and the Romans have always had great power, but movies sort of spread that over a very large area very quickly and over the entire world, especially as Americans. Hello, Hollywood. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, thank you, Jacob. There you go. All righty. So, I thought what we'd do here is we put on Facebook the idea about the ad for the person of color, to see how you felt about that. Also about raising your kid as a vegan could be a crime in Italy. Well, there's another there. Oh, I'll tell you, one piece of good news, one piece of weird news. The good news is that I think in Brazil, they've grown corneal cells and placed them in animals to cure blindness. Instead of a cornea transplant, they take corneal cells and put them in the animal, and the animal can see again. And that would be fantastic. Don't you think? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
So, science is a wonderful thing, or can be. All right. There was a woman who decided, I think this was in New Jersey, she wanted to have her license plate saying the number 8 theist. So it would be 8 theists, right? They wouldn't give it to her as a vanity plate. And she sued. She said it would be, that state officials said it might be considered offensive. But now she can have it. She filed the brief 2 years ago. And so now here are the plates that have now been allowed to be used. You know, let's ask people on Facebook what they would put on their vanity plate. Okay, that'd be fun. All right, you can now have secular, rational without the A, humanist without the I, atheism, godless, heathen, heretic, skeptic, blasphemer, spelled BLASFMR, reason, evolve, trans, LGBTR, point TS, I guess, LGBTQ, pride, queer, gay power, LGBTALY, feminism, feminist, equality, and for women. They have to pay the woman who wanted to be atheist $75,000. And then they said, the commission spokesperson said, this was an oversight that was corrected immediately. The plate was and is still available upon request. The commission has issued variations of atheist upon proper request. I don't know what proper request is. She said it violated her First Amendment rights when its website rejected the atheist vanity plate. She received a message stating her request was ineligible as it may carry connotations offensive to good taste and decency. She filled out an online application using the phrase Baptist, which the website accepted. She said she sent the agency a letter of complaint by registered mail and made several attempts to contact it by phone, all of which went unanswered. Yeah, I'd walk away from that one. A religious liberty advocacy group, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, based in D.C., filed the lawsuit. All she ever wanted was for the state of New Jersey to stop disparaging her non-belief and cease treating her like a second-class citizen. This lesson of the case is simple. The government should treat believers and non-believers equally. I mean, there are people who are willing to fight for all sorts of things, I suppose. All right, sorry, I digressed myself. Let's hear what the program director is. Sorry.
This one comes from Kashmira, and Kashmira says, Dr. Joy, how do you better defend against verbal abuse disguised as jokes in the workplace or at home if unable to sever the working or family relationship, if cheerful and stupid doesn't work, and if calling out the verbal abuse results in gaslighting? What can that person do?
Well, but cheerful and stupid will work. The whole point about cheerful and stupid is just laugh hilariously. I mean, if I say, I mean, it would be really nice to know what the specific abuse is, but let's just decide that I'm saying that somebody is stupid. If I say, if Manny, if you say, Joy, you're really stupid, and I go, Manny, you have such a great sense of humor. There's no defense to that. That by definition, somebody who's being verbally abusive is doing it to embarrass. It's a power move, right? It's trying to embarrass you, or make you feel small, to belittle you, which is the same thing, to exude superiority over you, or something. All right, so it all has to do with power. The whole point about power is that it has to be taken seriously. So the obvious antidote to that is laughter. You've got to be kidding. How silly are you? And if they say, oh, no, I was serious. Oh, you're just, you know, you're so good. That straight face is just so terrific. You just crack me up. There's no defense to it. Now, understand that your stomach may feel terrible. Your stomach may be in knots because you know what the intent is. But it doesn't make any difference what the intent is. As long as they're not successful, and you don't show that they're successful, you don't let them see you sweat, or cry, or be upset, or be humiliated. All you have to do is laugh. Stupid and cheerful really, really does work. You just have to practice it, and it's because if the issue is control and power, which it always is, you've just nullified any possibility they have for any control or power over you by laughing. And other people can sometimes, and quite often they do it with an audience, but it's not crucial. And an audience will then either be on your side and start laughing as well, but they'll at least be confused. It will at least slow everything down for a while. Trust me, you just have to try it. That stupid and cheerful doesn't mean that they'll stop doing it, but it means that the desired effect won't happen. And usually if the desired effect doesn't happen, people do stop, especially obnoxious behavior. Because people do things for a reason. And if the reason that they're doing it is no longer valid, the likelihood is that they'll stop it. Again, if you could give me a specific example, that would help. But I'm, you know, because anything I can come up with is just something I've come up with, as opposed to what's actually troubling you. Okay, but do try it. Just try laughing. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. What have I got? A minute and a half here?
About a minute.
A minute. All right. I'm just trying to think that they're now saying that student debt at USC is now up almost 60%. We're going to do something about that whole thing about I'm trying to get the I'm trying to line up somewhere. This is in the same way that Parisians are. All on vacation in August. Apparently so are documentarians. They want me to look at their documentaries, but they don't want to talk with me about them until after Labor Day. But we'll get them. Don't worry about it. So there we go. All right. So figuring out how to make college. It's that whole issue about land-grant universities and federal funds drying up to them and colleges getting more competitive and treating students as consumers rather than people that need to be nurtured and educated. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.